We'll commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning November 30th, 2007, this is the RAN Report, the weekly audio ham radio feature magazine of the Internet. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Saturn may not be the most well-known planet in the night sky. However, Saturn, the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, has earned quite a name for itself in the ham community. Its national director is Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E.
The Saturn program started as a volunteer program in 1988. I was the disaster coordinator for the Heartland Division, which is Central Illinois and Eastern Iowa. It used to be called the CIEI Division, but people started saying CIEIO, and they decided Heartland would be the best thing to say. The vision was really early on just a matter of developing a high-frequency radio network for that division. The first net was on 40 meters, and we had four people, two from Canada, who were Salvation Army people, and a guy named Art Evans, N9KQ, who did an awful lot in the early days to help us with traffic handling and development of the early manual, which we still need to set up. Anyway, as it turns out, this thing grew and grew. In 1990, I was appointed the Disaster Services Director for Metro Division in Chicago. It's an 11-county area, the smallest division in the Central Territory for the Salvation Army, but the largest program division, a very intense area in regard to disaster response. Literally, in the 15 years I was there, we averaged over a run a day, just extraordinary energy to get that done. We had ended up with 400 volunteers, 212 of those were amateur radio operators. In the early days, for some reason, my divisional commander didn't realize I was doing the Saturn thing. My son helped in the mailroom in an emergency because a fellow got sick, and we pushed out the first 500 Saturn manuals late at night, and I was thinking, this is a covert guerrilla operation, and I didn't realize how close to the truth I was because a lot of folks didn't understand it. We were mailing to the nation from this 11-county division, and the thing just grew and grew and grew. At one point, Art said we ought to get on 20 meters, and that's when we started. Surprisingly, we started on 14.297.5. That was the time that Maritime Mobile Net was having challenges on 313, and they moved to 300, so we moved to 265, which a lot of times is really a good frequency. I didn't realize at the time we kind of blundered into the area where a lot of special events and DX stations were hanging out, but so far it seemed to work for us, especially during good band conditions. In 1990, we had a terrible tornado. Plainfield, Illinois. That's about an hour out of Chicago down I-55 next to Joliet, Illinois. Killed 29 people. Went from the northeast to the southwest, leveled a high school, took the third story off of an apartment building. It was just an unbelievable event. We did mobile feeding there. A week before, Pat Deuce, WZ9H now, had agreed to become my liaison officer for Saturn, and I gave her the job description. One of the things said, provide amateurs in the event of a major disaster, and she thought, well, that won't happen in a while. Well, 7 days later, it happened. But she had read the manual, and she started a resource net, and because of the density of the Chicago area in regard to amateur operators, we were able to get 64 operators per day, the 9 days that were 24 hours operation. So that was an interesting thing because the net ran 24 hours a day for 9 days, and I remember going to sleep listening to that, waking up hearing the net. Kind of scary because, I'd wake up and they were moving a truckload of ragu somewhere, and I was thinking, well, I hope they got it right. But as it worked out very good logistically for us. Every Salvation Army principal had an amateur radio shadow. Every operation site, distribution core, even the divisional headquarters and the emergency operations center, command center for us, we had amateur radio communications. And at that time, I just gave my strategic call, and it set a great sense of power because I said one alpha because that was my strategic call there. And everything stopped. I got the traffic done, and it just worked flawlessly, and so it was a great thing. Good thing about it, though, was that the amateurs who weren't on scene were listening, and this sounded like something they wanted to do, and so the program exploded. Then it became a pilot program for the Central Territory, and eventually in 1998 it became an official program of the Salvation Army. And today we have over 3,500 people in the program, and we've had some dynamic things happen. We, in some respects, have become one of the principals for handling health and welfare during major events like Katrina, hurricanes, earthquakes, off the continent things. At one point we helped with the Turkey earthquake, and in those days the guys in Turkey were running 2 meters into a packet system, and that's how we communicated with them, and that's how we got traffic passed when that occurred. The Saturn program works at two levels. There's this huge national-international network, and when something happens, it works not only because of the Saturn personnel. it helps because all of amateur radio gets on the team and helps, as it did in Katrina. In Katrina, we found out we were actually effecting rescues from rooftops, plus we were handling 61,000 health and welfare requests. 25,508 people were found by the program, but it was because everyone was helping, and we're getting relays from amateur radio folks all over, and that was a dynamic net. During those hurricanes, I think the net lasted 20 days all day. There's that level, and it's good that we have that level because that can be supported by the National Saturn Office, which has a budget now and has an employee to help process data. The integrity of what we do in data, though, is handled by volunteers who back up the system. We have a website so the territorial coordinators can find out who the people are in their division. Then there's another level, which is the local level. And if Salvation Army people were really intelligent and smart, they'd really take advantage of the amateurs who can help them locally. Anytime we had a major exercise, O'Hare, Midway Airports, or emergency management, we use amateur radio. So it's a great opportunity not only to allow the amateur people to know that they were important, but also to train them for when a major thing happened, and a number of major things happened in those 15 years, as they continue to do. The challenge for the Salvation Army is their understanding of amateur radio. We look strange to them. Even though everyone carries a cell phone, there are years when they didn't understand why people carried HTs or pagers. I remember my divisional commander asking me several times, why do you carry two pagers? You know, one was to call out a team, the other was to monitor what was going on in the area. But they didn't understand that, and they still have some challenges. And we have some divisions who really integrate amateur radio very well into their system, as does Kansas. We also have some challenges where we have literally hundreds of people in a state, and there doesn't seem to be any way to connect them up to the divisional headquarters, surely because of ignorance, because of transition in Salvation Army leadership. Might work for a while, but then there's a new person changed in. He doesn't understand that as a priority because of the many programs the Salvation Army runs. So there is that challenge. It's very frustrating from my posture to see that people don't understand, and our people who are very vibrant and enthusiastic sometimes discouraged because they apparently aren't accepted on the local level. But it's probably a challenge not only of the Salvation Army, but of a number of other entities too. I have faith, though, that because, as I said, we were a covert guerrilla operation, I didn't realize how accurate that was, but in essence, we've surrounded the Salvation Army, and we are about ready to take over in some respects. But I have a feeling that right now that we're so large in personnel that they are overwhelmed by that presence and understand that there's something out there. I try to tell them, you know, we have 3,500 plus people who not only bring communication skills, but who bring a lifetime of other skills, and they can help us out in other areas. And they understand personnel more than they do technology and what that can bring. See, the preference of our folks for years was to point a canteen in the field, get a report at the end of the day if the canteen came back. If anything happened on the way, they didn't know. So they're trying to overcome that kind of mindset. For some, it's a challenge to incorporate modern communications, but certainly we all know that's what makes a good disaster response work.
Major Patrick McPherson, WW9E, National Director of SATURN, the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network. He talked about interfacing the National SATURN Network with the local community at the 2007 Dayton Hamvention in suburban Dayton, Ohio. The RAIN report is copyright 1990 through 2007, RAIN, all rights reserved. Now for RAIN's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KCNRP, I'm Blair Halper, KA9SEQ, wishing all of you very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.